It's 4:30 on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. And since it's Friday, yes, that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook with Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book your next fishing or crabbing excursion and get yourself together and ready for hunting season and schedule a hunt as well. Get to nanticokeoutfitters.com to do that. Captain Dave Fletcher, who is our outdoors expert, is here. And Dave, I know you offer fishing charters, but what does Nanticoke do when we say schedule a hunt? What does that mean? How does that work?
Yeah, so what we are talking about is booking a hunt to go after sika deer or whitetail deer. We also do ducks. We do sea ducks. And, of course, in the springtime, we do turkey. So we really cover all of the hunting that might be available in our region. But I tell you what, let's talk fishing, because fishing has been really good this week. In Maryland, the rockfish have been phenomenal. The early morning bite is on fire. And for us down here on the lower shore, anywhere around the islands over grass beds has been really good. The bluefish and the Spanish mackerel have been on fire as well. And for those, we've been trolling spoons. And I know I've mentioned this on a previous report, but speed matters. If you do 7 to 8 knots, you'll get the mackerel. If you slow it down to 5 knots, you'll get bluefish and some mackerel. You can always cheat and just look for the diving seagulls, because that's where there's big groups of them, and you can just cast spoons right into the middle. The snakeheads are still aggressively protecting their young, so soft plastic frogs over grass beds have been very successful. And the crabbing continues to go well. Now, it's interesting because last week we were talking about we were having success in 8 to 10 feet, but this week we were struggling early in the week, and we went to the 10 to 15-foot range, and we've had some great crabs, heavy, big, heavy crabs coming in. Down in Ocean City, the flounder fishing has been superb this week, and I expect that to continue this weekend. Sheep's head on sand fleas are being caught all around the South Jetty, and those are always fun to catch. The croaker, as I said last week, they are here in huge numbers, and they're great to get out with the kids. And we caught so many this week. I kid you not, Gary. I feel like I need to buy stock in fish bites.
Fish bite? What are fish bites?
So fish bites are a synthetic bait made by a marine biologist down in Florida, and the ingredients act as a natural feeding stimulant for the fish. And I tell you, it's concentrated so that that scent will last for the life of the bait. And they have all different flavors, and bloodworm is one of our favorites, but they have shrimp, they have various flavors like sand flea and squid. They're phenomenal. Now, let's talk about Delaware. In Delaware, you can go out with a cage and catch some croaker, like we had talked about. Go to the Delaware Bay using those fish bites. The bloodworm alternative is the hot one right there. Also in Delaware Bay, perch, spot, flounder. I've also heard there's been a number of slot rockfish being caught. So remember, though, the fishing is best on the last 3 hours of the flood tide and the first 3 hours of the ebb tides. In the back bays, Massey's Ditch has been doing really well for flounder. There's been a number of keeper flounder caught in there. And the great thing about Massey's Ditch is you can fish that from the bank or from a boat. So that opens it up to everybody. Live minnows or gulp are the top flounder baits there. At the Indian River Inlet, sand fleas fished in the rocks during the day are picking up tall tog and sheep's head. And recently we started throwing some white bucktails all along the rocks in the early morning hours or late evening, and we're catching 15 to 20-inch striped bass there.
Nice. That sounds like good action. Now, Captain Dave, I mean, something we've been watching all week, because our friends at Delmarva Sports Network have been providing live updates all week as the official TV station of the White Marlin Open, which is the biggest fishing tournament in the world. I know there's lots of different fish that are coming in, even though we haven't quite seen a marlin yet. But how does the tournament work? I mean, are there different categories? Are there different size requirements?
Yeah, that's right. So there's different categories, right? You got the different species. And I'll tell you, the tuna is stealing the show right now. And that's really the one that's getting the most attention, simply because we don't have any of the billfish coming in yet. So you've got the tuna category, which right now there's 3 tuna in there over 215 pounds. As we know, there's no white marlin or blue marlin or any other swordfish coming in, but that's going to make for a phenomenal weigh-in this afternoon. So they're starting to come in now, and we should have anywhere between 6 and 9 p.m. It is going to be quite the show. And you can catch that live at Harbor Island on 14th Street or catch it on DSN. It's going to be well worth it. I think this is probably going to be one of the most exciting finishes of the White Marlin Open. Some other things you could do this weekend. Bow hunters, get your bow out. We talked about this last week. Get it out. Start shooting. Make sure everything is good. If deer feed, mineral, and corn is legal in your area, fill your feeders. Get your trail camera set up. Start taking some inventory. See what's out there. And next weekend, we have the Poor Girls Open out of the Bahia Marina. That's benefiting breast cancer research. That's a great event to support, get involved in. Fish it if you can, either way. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.